T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With me now for this segment, I have Jeff Clayton, Executive Director of the American Bail Coalition, a trade organization that is committed to developing the most efficient means for the pretrial release of criminal defendants, in other words, bail, and we're going to be discussing what's happening with bail reform. So thank you very much for joining me today, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
Now, you've been on the program before talking about bail reform. For those that aren't aware of what bail reform is, tell us the difference between the way bail is typically set and the non-monetary bail reform.
Absolutely. So under the current California Constitution, all persons are bailable by sufficient sureties, meaning a judge has to set a bail. It could be zero bail, saying we're going to release you on a promise to appear. But everybody has to get a bail today, and those can be adjustable in court. The new system would use a risk algorithm and sort people into categories. And if you were determined to be high risk, you would remain in jail without the possibility of bail. And if you were medium risk, you'd be released under some form of state supervision. And if you were low risk, you would go be released on your own recognizance.
Now, recently, the Missouri Supreme Court made a ruling that could have implications across the nation. Tell us about that ruling.
Yeah, so the Missouri Supreme Court is attempting to force jurisdictions also to use a risk assessment algorithm and then putting up additional hurdles in place for people to exercise their right to bail in favor mostly of state supervision, ankle monitors, et cetera, in place of bail.
Why are many of the Missouri prosecutors and law enforcement personnel, why are they against this new rule?
Well, they just don't see the need for it. They feel like judges handle the cases on a case-by-case basis in Missouri. And really, the only reason to implement these rules is to make it, one, harder for a bail to be imposed in the first place over the objection, you know, of a prosecutor. And also in Missouri, they're tinkering with the arrest warrant process, where the prosecutor is going to have to make a showing that a person is a flight risk or a danger to get an arrest warrant in the first place. So fewer people will be arrested and fewer people will have to remain in jail, it appears, under these rules.
Now, the debate on bail reform has often been portrayed as a partisan type matter, but is this no longer the case? And if so, what has changed?
Well, it was for some time. I think it's rapidly changing right now, despite the fact that Bernie Sanders is reaffirming his love for bail reform. The reality is the solutions that people were advocating for were the problem. Saying that the system is broken is one thing. Saying that we're going to give the government the power to lock up who they want and use a computer to do it was something that was pushed for 5 years. And the hopes of achieving that system, I think, are evaporating.
I want to talk a little bit about the algorithms used, the algorithm program used for the pretrial risk assessment. Now, apparently, 27 top researchers from various universities jointly issued a scathing criticism of the pretrial risk assessments. What universities were involved and what was their criticism?
Well, it was all the top Ivy League schools, Harvard, Yale, NYU, also UC Berkeley. This was really the first report, despite other, you know, major civil rights groups coming out saying there's problems with these. This was the first major report to call for an end to the use of these risk assessments. And their argument is basically that they're fatally flawed, that no matter what we do, we're going to have problems with these. And we're just going to have to trust discretion and not locking ourselves into a past thinking and handling each case, you know, on a case-by-case basis.
You say that risk assessment is fatally flawed. What do you mean by that? What is fatally flawed?
Yeah, there were really two problems there. One is that the problem of racial bias, they felt these would always make it worse, and that was inescapable, that they would magnify the existing bias in the system. The other comment that they made is they just didn't find any evidence that they predicted violent crimes any better than judges were able to do it, and that should we really even be getting into this business in the first place. So, you know, the juice sort of wasn't worth the squeeze, I guess, would be a good way to put it. It's just spending all this energy and time into these algorithms just really isn't producing the results that advocates had hoped for.
Now, Senate Bill 10, SB 10, is a California's bail reform proposal. Where does that stand at the moment?
Yeah, so a referendum effort was completed, meaning that Senate Bill 10 will appear on the ballot in 2020, and voters will decide whether they want the new system or not.
And how is that system different from, say, the Missouri system?
It's a little different because really it's the three-category approach, low, medium, and high risk. And the algorithm really is really more so than judicial discretion, I think, going to drive what happens in California. in terms of, you know, who's going to jail and who's not. And those are going to be expanding and flexible concepts. But the reality is if the algorithm says you're high risk, you're probably going to jail. And it doesn't matter how much money you have or what type of bail you want to get, you're not getting out.
Now, Los Angeles County, which currently uses a risk assessment tool determined to be faulty, they're considering switching to another one. What's the story there?
Yeah, so they were using the Compass tool, which widely showed, you know, over prediction of dangerousness of African-American defendants. Now they're going to the Laura and John Arnold Foundation or Arnold Ventures Public Safety Assessment Tool, which is the most widely used one in the United States. And the one I would point out that these researchers specifically criticize is one that they believe should stop being used.
And what does the American Bail Coalition suggest we do going forward? What is their solution to the problem?
Sure. So we've presented various ideas over the years. I mean, I think the reality is the bail market in California needs to be fixed. The bails are too high. They're unnecessarily high, and that is a problem. And I think due process is another issue that we've seen, is that judges are just relying too heavily on the bail schedule instead of imposing the appropriate bails in some of these cases. And that's not to say that we should just lower bails altogether. I mean, maybe some of these misdemeanor bails there should be more of, but they should be lower to give people the incentive to go to court. So we think fixing the bail market, lowering the bail schedules, and not fundamentally changing the system and improving due process would go a long way.
And if listeners would like to get more information about bail reform or how bail reform is progressing in California, where can they go?
Our website, ambailcoalition.org, or look for us on Facebook or Twitter.
As we wrap things up, if you could make one important point about bail reform and bail, what would that be?
Well, I think bail is a fundamental constitutional right, and while some people don't like the concept, it's the one way we have for society to check the government power to incarcerate people. And for that reason, we should keep it. And I think it's important and isn't something that should be banned. And to say that the system is flawed doesn't mean, you know, eliminate the whole thing and just ban it. It means, you know, work within the system to fix it.
Okay, Jeff Clayton, Executive Director of the American Bail Coalition, a trade organization that is committed to upholding the pretrial release of criminal defendants, otherwise known as bail. And we've been talking about the latest developments in bail reform. So thanks once again for joining me today, Jeff. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.